Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Ayers Allais are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Ayers Allais every day. Hello, this is Roger Baker, and every Monday we bring you the latest news from the world of entertainment. The following three articles are from the online website TMZ.com. Our first article, Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez. Wedding will be excellent. Tony Gonzalez to attend. Tony Gonzalez will watch his ex, Lauren Sanchez, wed Jeff Bezos in person this week, TMZ Sports has confirmed. Sources tell us the Hall of Fame tight end, who shares a son with Sanchez, is on the guest list for the big Bezos bash out in Venice, Italy, as is his current wife, October Gonzalez. The two already appear to be in the area getting ready for the extravagant ceremony, as they've been spotted moving around all over Europe the past few days. While it's generally unusual for exes to attend weddings, Tony and Lauren have a bit of a different relationship. Lauren told the Wall Street Journal in 2023 that initially there was friction between the two following their breakup in the early 2000s, but she told the outlet she considered Tony and October my best friends. Tony's actually been seen partying with Sanchez and Bezos as recently as this year, when he vacationed with a couple on Bezos' mega yacht in January. It should be noted, not all of Sanchez's famous former partners got the invite treatment to catch or tie the knot. We're told Patrick Whitesell, her ex-husband, who's now the executive chairman of the Hollywood agency Endeavor, is not coming. While one of the greatest football players of all time, Tony will hardly be the most notable name with the chair at the event. As we reported, Orlando Bloom and a host of other bigwigs are expected to be there. Next, Diddy trial. Defense prepares closing argument. Iran war. What? It's the penultimate day of witness testimony in Diddy's criminal trial in New York, and his defense is kicking the tires on some interesting strategies, including invoking the Iran war. Prosecutors and Diddy's defense team spent Monday questioning a special agent with Homeland Security Investigations, the agency that started this whole Diddy sex trafficking case. Nothing really new in terms of testimony, but the most interesting stuff happened when there was no witness on the stand. The defense told the judge it plans to rest its case Tuesday, after prosecutors rest their case, without calling Diddy or any defense witness to testify. Frankly, Diddy was never going to testify no matter what his defense attorney, Mark Agnifilio, told us. That would have been a huge and possibly unnecessary risk. Sources tell us the defense thinks prosecutors didn't make a strong enough case here, and they're going to get this thing to closing arguments ASAP. And that's where Iran could enter the picture. We're told the defense is considering invoking the Iran conflict, with the argument being Homeland Security should be protecting Americans from potential terrorists and sleeper cells instead of poking around in Diddy's bedroom for kinky sex toys, lube, stripper heels, whips, lube, and baby oil. This thing is all coming to a head soon, and we could have a verdict as early as Friday, though the jury could wait for next week to decide if Diddy is guilty or not. Stay tuned. And finally, Karate Kid actor allegedly bit actress, nearly drew blood, kicked out of event. Martin Cove got the boot from the Washington State Fan Convention over the weekend after he allegedly assaulted a fellow Cobra Kai female cast member and police had to get involved. According to a report from the Puyallup Police Department obtained by TMZ, Alicia Hannah Kim accused the Karate Kid icon of biting her so hard on her arm he damn near drew blood, and then allegedly kissed her arm when she yelled out in pain. Alicia, who starred alongside Martin in Netflix's Cobra Kai, told a police officer working the VIP section of the Summer Con event that Martin allegedly, completely unprovoked, grabbed her arm and chomped down after she passed by and said hello. Both the actress and her husband, who witnessed the alleged event, claimed they told Martin immediately after what he did was completely unacceptable, and he allegedly was furious and outraged and visibly angry when I told him calmly not to bite me. He insisted he bit me for fun. The cop told the actor what he did was a crime, per the report, and he needed to stick around until the situation was sorted out. Ultimately, Alicia chose not to press charges of simple assault, but she did request an informational report be taken with statements from the couple in case something like this ever happened again. Pictures were also taken for the record of what police called a very noticeable bite mark on her arm, that was already turning blue and bruising. Police say Cove seemed to realize after he was confronted by authorities that he screwed up and apologized to Alicia and her husband for his behavior in front of the officer. He was told he needed to leave the venue, and the report says the officer told him never to pull that stunt again. We've reached out to reps for Martin and Alicia. So far, no word back. If you want to learn more about Ayers LA and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our webpages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind and print-impaired audience. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. We'll be back again next Monday with more news from the fascinating world of entertainment. I'm Roger Baker.